This is the 2006 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. When I have finished reading them, your teacher will stop the recording and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Double the number on your answer sheet. Double the number on your answer sheet. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. A teacher divides a class of 30 pupils into 6 equal groups. How many pupils are in each group? A teacher divides a class of 30 pupils into 6 equal groups. How many pupils are in each group? Question 2. Write 88,000 in figures. Write 88,000 in figures. Question 3. Write the number that is halfway between a half and one. Write the number that is halfway between a half and one. Question 4. What is the area of a rectangle with a width of 6 centimeters and a length of 7 centimeters? What is the area of a rectangle with a width of 6 centimeters and a length of 7 centimeters? Question 5. 97% of the Earth's water is salt water. The rest is fresh water. What percentage of the Earth's water is fresh water? 97% of the Earth's water is salt water. The rest is fresh water. What percentage of the Earth's water is fresh water? Question 6. Divide 24 by minus 6. Divide 24 by minus 6. Question 7. To the nearest meter, The height of a building is 12 meters. What is the least value the height of the building could be? To the nearest meter, the height of a building is 12 meters. What is the least value the height of the building could be? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 8. A teacher asked some pupils which flavour drink they preferred. The bar chart shows the results. 20 pupils said orange. About how many said lime? A teacher asked some pupils which flavour drink they preferred. The bar chart shows the results. 20 pupils said orange. About how many said lime? Question 9. A lesson starts at 2:45 and finishes at 3:20. How long is the lesson in minutes? A lesson starts at 2:45 and finishes at 3:20. How long is the lesson in minutes? Question 10. Look at the triangle on the grid. Write the coordinates of the point marked A. Look at the triangle on the grid. Write the coordinates of the point marked A. Question 11. Look at the diagram. Work out the size of angle X. Look at the diagram. Work out the size of angle X. Question 12. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Write it as simply as possible. Question 13. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. What is their mean? Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. What is their mean? Question 14. A sunflower is 150 centimeters tall. How tall will it be if its height increases by 10%? A sunflower is 150 centimeters tall. How tall will it be if its height increases by 10%? Question 15. There are 30 cubes in a bag. I am going to take out one cube at random. The probability that it will be blue is 2/5. How many blue cubes are in the bag? There are 30 cubes in a bag. I am going to take out one cube at random. The probability that it will be blue is 2/5. How many blue cubes are in the bag? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. The ratio of boys to girls in a class is 3 to 5. There are 12 boys. How many girls are there? The ratio of boys to girls in a class is 3 to 5. There are 12 boys. How many girls are there? Question 17. The rectangle on your answer sheet has been enlarged by a scale factor of 2. Write down the dimensions of the rectangle before the enlargement. The rectangle on your answer sheet has been enlarged by a scale factor of 2. Write down the dimensions of the rectangle before the enlargement. Question 18. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. What is the value of this expression when y is 4? Look at the expression on your answer sheet. What is the value of this expression when y is 4? Question 19. A 3D shape has exactly 6 faces. All 6 faces are rectangles. What is the name of the 3D shape? A 3D shape has exactly 6 faces. All 6 faces are rectangles. What is the name of the 3D shape? Question 20. From 3/4, subtract 0.2. From 3/4, subtract 0.2. Question 21. A car travelled 2 kilometres in 5 minutes. What was the car's average speed in kilometres per hour? A car travelled 2 kilometres in 5 minutes. What was the car's average speed in kilometres per hour? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. Write a multiple of 9 that is bigger than 70 and smaller than 80. Write a multiple of 9 that is bigger than 70 and smaller than 80. Question 23. Look at the pattern on the square grid. Shade 2 more squares so that the grid has 2 lines of symmetry. Look at the pattern on the square grid. Shade 2 more squares so that the grid has 2 lines of symmetry. Question 24. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 7 multiplied by 58. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 3.5 multiplied by 58. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 7 multiplied by 58. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 3.5 multiplied by 58. Question 25. 44 people paid 25 pence each to go into a book sale. How much money is that altogether? 44 people paid 25 pence each to go into a book sale. How much money is that altogether? Question 26. In a box of pens, 1/2 are black, 1/6 are red, and the rest are blue. What fraction of the pens is blue? In a box of pens, 1/2 are black, 1/6 are red, and the rest are blue. What fraction of the pens is blue? Question 27. On the grid, sketch the straight line with equation y equals x plus 2. On the grid, sketch the straight line with equation y equals x plus 2. Question 28. What is the square root of 9/25? What is the square root of 9/25? Question 29. Some people were asked which colour car they preferred. The pie chart shows the results. What percentage of the people said blue? Some people were asked which colour car they preferred. The pie chart shows the results. What percentage of the people said blue? Question 30. M squared equals 100. Write down the two possible values of M plus 15. M squared equals 100. Write down the two possible values of M plus 15. Put your pens down. The test is finished.